Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Rigorous Curriculum Design by Larry Ainsworth, with Kyra Donovan in the second edition, is a professional education book focused on curriculum planning in standards-based systems. Its purpose is practical, rather than theoretical alone. The book presents a structured model for building curricular units that align academic standards, instruction, assessment, and pacing in a coherent way. Written for educators from pre-kindergarten through grade 12, it addresses the everyday challenge of turning broad standards into teachable units that are rigorous, manageable, and measurable. Ainsworth is well known for related work on prioritizing and unwrapping standards, and this book brings those ideas into a larger design sequence. Across its chapters, the emphasis stays on seeing the full instructional picture first, then moving through a clear process for selecting priority standards. Organizing units of study, creating assessments, planning learning experiences, and using formative evidence to guide teaching. The result is a handbook for schools and districts seeking stronger curriculum coherence and better instructional alignment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a complete model for aligning standards, instruction, and assessment. The central contribution of the book is its full curriculum design model, which treats standards, instruction, assessment, and data use as connected parts of one system. Rather than approaching curriculum as a list of topics to cover, Ainsworth frames it as a sequence of intentional design decisions that should produce coherence across a grade level, course, or district. This is one reason the book has appealed to school systems, working to strengthen standards-based practice. The model begins with a broad view of what students are expected to learn and then moves toward the practical construction of units of study. That sequence matters because the book argues that curriculum becomes weak when teachers plan activities first and alignment second. By insisting on alignment from the start, the framework aims to reduce gaps between what standards require, what teachers teach, and what assessments actually measure. The design process also supports consistency across classrooms without erasing teacher judgment. In that sense, the book is not only about unit planning, but also about building a shared instructional language within schools. Its major value lies in turning a complex institutional task into a workable process educators can follow together. Secondly, prioritizing and unwrapping standards to clarify learning goals. A major theme in the book is that not all standards can receive equal emphasis, especially within limited instructional time. Ainsworth, therefore, stresses the need to prioritize standards and distinguish between those that deserve sustained attention and those that play a supporting role. This reflects a practical response to curriculum overload, a problem familiar in many schools. Once standards are prioritized, the next task is to unwrap them so that teachers can identify the knowledge, concepts, and skills students are expected to master. This step helps translate formal standards language into clearer learning expectations that can actually guide teaching. The process also supports the creation of big ideas and essential questions, which help educators move beyond isolated objectives and toward meaningful conceptual understanding. In the book, this work is foundational because everything that follows, including assessment design and instructional planning, depends on precise interpretation of the standards. If learning targets remain vague, alignment becomes superficial. The emphasis on unwrapping standards is one of the clearest links between this book and Ainsworth's broader body of work. It gives educators a concrete method for making standards usable, not just visible, within curriculum documents and classroom practice. Thirdly, designing curricular units through a sequence planning process. The book is especially useful for its attention to the actual architecture of a unit of study. Ainsworth does not treat unit design as an intuitive act, but as a sequence process that includes naming units, assigning standards, developing a pacing calendar, and constructing a unit planning organizer. These planning tools are intended to help educators build units that are both rigorous and realistic. The pacing element is important because it addresses a common weakness in curriculum documents. They may identify worthy goals but fail to account for time, sequence, and instructional flow. The unit planning organizer, meanwhile, serves as a practical structure for gathering standards, assessment evidence, learning expectations, and instructional decisions in one place. This keeps the curriculum from becoming fragmented across separate documents or disconnected planning habits. The emphasis throughout is on progression, so that units fit into a larger course or grade level map rather than standing alone. That broader progression supports horizontal and vertical coherence across classrooms and grade spans for educators who need more than general advice. This part of the book is often the most valuable because it translates curriculum theory into a practical workflow that teams can implement, revise, and use repeatedly over time. Fourthly, assessment as a design driver rather than an afterthought. Another important topic is the role of assessment in shaping curriculum from the beginning. In this framework, assessment is not added after instruction has already been planned. Instead, teachers identify what evidence of learning will show mastery of the standards and then design instruction that prepares students to demonstrate that learning. The book discusses multiple forms of assessment, including pre-assessments, post-assessments, progress monitoring, and formative checks used during instruction. This layered approach reflects the belief that curriculum quality depends on continual evidence of student understanding, not just end-of-unit results. The inclusion of performance tasks is also significant because it encourages more authentic demonstrations of knowledge and skill, especially when standards call for application, reasoning, and transfer. By embedding assessment within the unit design process, the book helps educators avoid the mismatch that often occurs when tests measure something different from daily instruction. It also reinforces the practical use of data, not as a separate compliance exercise, but as information that should influence next instructional steps. This makes assessment a core design principle. The book, therefore, contributes to a stronger culture of instructional responsiveness, where evidence is used to refine teaching and support student learning throughout a unit. Lastly, collaboration, implementation, and system-wide coherence. Although the book provides tools for individual educators, its broader vision is collaborative and systemic. Rigorous curriculum design is presented as work best done by teams who share responsibility for standards interpretation, unit construction, and assessment planning. This collaborative dimension matters because curriculum coherence is difficult to achieve when each classroom operates in isolation. The book, therefore, supports vertical conversations across grade levels, as well as common planning within departments or courses. Such collaboration can strengthen consistency and expectations, reduce unnecessary repetition, and clarify how learning should progress over time. The implementation side of the book is also important. Designing units is only part of the task. Schools must then teach them, monitor results, and revise them based on evidence. That ongoing cycle gives the framework a practical life beyond the planning stage. At the same time, the book recognizes that successful implementation usually requires leadership support, time, and professional learning. This helps explain why many readers view it as both useful and demanding. Its value lies in offering a process that can scale from a single team to a district-wide effort. In that sense, the book is not merely a guide to lesson planning, but a strategy for building a more coherent instructional system. In conclusion, rigorous curriculum design is most valuable for teachers, curriculum coordinators, instructional coaches, principals, and district leaders who need a concrete way to connect standards, teaching, and evidence of learning. It is especially relevant in systems where educators must work from formal standards documents, but want to avoid shallow coverage and disconnected planning. Readers looking for abstract debate about curriculum theory alone may find the book highly procedural, but that procedural strength is exactly why it has lasting practical value. It gives schools a method for moving from standards documents to teachable units, and from isolated classroom decisions to a more unified instructional approach. One of its strongest benefits is that it does not treat rigor as simply harder work or more content. Instead, rigor emerges from clarity, alignment, thoughtful sequencing, and assessment that genuinely reflects intended learning, compared with many education books that offer broad principles without enough planning structure. This one stands out for its step-by-step design logic and its usefulness across grade levels and subject areas. It also fits well within Ainsworth's larger contributions on standards and formative assessment. For educators committed to coherent curriculum and collaborative improvement, it remains a substantial and practical guide. If you would like to support Larry Ainsworth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.